Senator Ted Kaufman of Delaware is one of the most vocal advocates of tougher financial regulation and enforcement. Kaufman has been called the lamest of lame ducks. He was an aide to Senator Joe Biden for many years, and when Biden became vice president, he took the seat, and he will leave it right after Election Day. Senator Kaufman supports stronger reforms than do many of his Democratic colleagues, for example, reimposing the Glass-Steagall Act, the legal barrier that used to separate investment banks from commercial banks.
50 years, it worked well for us. We started dismantling it in the 90s. We totally dismantled it in 1999. When I was in graduate business school, it was just an article of faith that you just didn't want investment banking and commercial banking in the same business. And now, with the meltdown, it's clear that one of the big problems is that we had these very risky things going on in the same place, the banks. I mean, there's no reason a commercial bank should be involved in credit default swaps. None at all. And right now, the thing that's truly scary is everybody says derivatives are a major part of this, derivatives are a major part of it. 85% of the over-the-counter derivatives in this country are traded by the five largest banks. That's not what commercial banks should be doing. If they don't want to be in the commercial banks, they wouldn't. And there's more I can go on, Robert. I mean, just
But let's be realistic, though. Sure. It seems, though, either reimposing Glass-Steagall, the Depression-era separation between these two sectors of banking, or a different proposal that the economist Simon Johnson favors, which is simply to cap size rather than than break up by function. Both of those seem to be pretty unlikely to emerge from this Congress.
We'll see. I think it's a long shot, but stranger things have happened. This is an issue that American people are very concerned about. Now, whether we can pull it off or not, I don't know.
Senator Kaufman, over the past year, on a few occasions, you have decried the lack of more enforcement by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Should there be more civil suits and, for that matter, more criminal prosecutions of institutions and individuals who sold securities as investment grade or in some package that was called investment grade, which they knew to contain junk?
Absolutely, Robert. And I one of the first thing I did when I came here, because I was so upset about what happened, is we passed a bill called the Fraud Enforcement Act. And what it did is it guaranteed $175 million to go after the folks who had committed the crimes on Wall Street. And what I'd found was that after 9/11, we had shifted FBI agents away from fraud and those issues into terrorism, anti-terrorism, which is what we should have done.
Well, how do you judge performance? There was a prosecution, I believe, in the Eastern District of New York of two traders from Bear Stearns.
Absolutely.
They were acquitted,
right.
And indeed, some of the jurors said they'd be delighted to invest with these two folks. There seems to be, given the lack of such prosecutions, not much interest in doing that.
I think these, Robert, first off, these are extraordinarily complex cases. As somebody pointed out, I wish I could remember who it was so I could give them the credit. These are not drug dealers. These guys, they are very canny about how they do it. They can hire the very, very best attorneys in America. My basic approach is go get them. Okay, so we lost the Bear Stearns case. There's an insider trading case.
One case, though. One case. I mean, this many years.
Sure.
We're more than a year out, a year and a half out from Lehman Brothers collapsing. There have been remarkably few. And I'm setting aside the Madoff case as something that's unto itself.
Well, Robert, look.
You think that there still is a great interest within federal organizations to prosecute?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And look, one of the things that most upsets me about this, and it really does upset me, and that is that there was a policy in this country for 8 years not to do these kinds of cases. The Bernie Madoff case was not just a mistake. It's the fact they were encouraged, line prosecutors and line investigators had to go through hoops in order to bring a case against someone like Bernie Madoff. Those folks were in. A new administration came in a little over a year ago. It's taken months in order to get the people through in order to do the job. Now they're in place. It takes a while to get started. These, as I said, are very complex cases, but I have great faith. But you just don't hop into these things and get them. They're very, very complicated. So, yes, I am convinced that we will get the cases.
In the coming months, you would assume we'd see some, say, criminal fraud prosecutions.
Absolutely. I think we'll see some criminal fraud prosecutions coming in. Absolutely right.
You're not discouraged by the amount of time it's taking for somebody to bring
You have to start with whenever you could start. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, we had folks in those positions who basically didn't believe in this and didn't believe in it for years. I think if a Republican administration came in, they'd go after these folks. But there was a period for 8 years. You can't argue about it. You just see it in everywhere throughout the federal government is just don't have to regulate. And Alan Greenspan said it best. He said, look, he said, I thought self-regulation would work. I am dismayed that it didn't work. What we did essentially, especially in the securities area, in the banking areas, it's like a football game. We just pulled the referees off the field. And we basically said, go at it, guys.
Senator Kaufman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
So Senator Ted Kaufman, Democrat of Delaware, speaking with us about financial regulatory reform.